Is a majestic stallion.
All right, there's some doubt in your voice, Johnny. Just read what I tell you to read. Thank you very much. Welcome back to the show, Titillating Sports on your dial. This is Sports Byline USA out of San Francisco, wherever you're listening. Glad to have you with us, and you can always participate at the toll-free number to talk sports at 1-800-878-PLAY. Quite happy now to be joined on the line by Jordan Redavid. He is the general manager and co-founder of a brand-new website called NextStepAthletics.com, which just launched. And I think it's a great idea for people who are trying to get jobs in the world of sports. And it's a vast website. And Jordan, tell us a little bit more about the launch.
Sure, Rick. It's a pleasure to be here. Thanks. We launched late last Friday. We're pretty excited because it's been a long time coming in terms of development. And, you know, what we are at NextStepAthletics.com is the only dedicated online resource specifically for those interested in the business side of the sports industry. It's an effective online community. Again, our members are comprised strictly of those working in the business side of the industry, and the best part is it's free to join. So our main point would be that professional development is essential for anybody trying to become a success in this field, and although we offer sports jobs and employment tools, I mean, we offer everything under the sun from events, forums, blogs, interviews, you know, companies related to the field, you name it.
And I think it's a great idea because so many people want to work in sports, whether it's in broadcasting or it's on the business side of things. And let's face it, if you want a job anywhere nowadays, you need to know somebody or there's nepotism involved or there's all sorts of things going on. I think it's great that you will offer people out there, which is the vast majority of the working public that doesn't know someone involved in the industry, that maybe this is a way to get their foot in the door.
Yeah, that's a very valid point. I know people have probably heard the term or used the term, the good old boys network, and in reference to trying to work in this industry. And while that has been applicable over the years, I think right now, the way society is today, there are more and more people interested in this field. This is evidenced by increased numbers of enrollment at institutions. And to get away from the who do you know and what can they do for you, NextStepAthletics.com is really all about self-empowerment. Create a member profile for yourself for free. Get out there. Increase your presence out there by networking with colleagues that perhaps you otherwise might not have known. And I think when you go on the site, you'll see that we have everything you need to become the most well-rounded individual, with hopes that you won't need to know anybody else to get your foot in the door. You can just walk through it yourself.
Now, last Tuesday, we spoke to a representative of yours, an executive with Next Step Athletics, LLC, and that was former Raider linebacker Jerry Robinson. I know he's involved, and I know that you have involvement from all over the sporting world. So people should know that this isn't just about working in baseball or football. I mean, you guys have a vast area, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Not only are we not sports-specific, but we're also not just a job board. I know there are other websites out there that offer employment resources, and that's fantastic, but we offer more than that. Some of my personal favorite features of it, Rick, are the blog section, where we have current executives in the industry, whether they be from a marketing company, an athletic agent, or perhaps just a woman in sports giving you a different perspective. We have them online for our members to read, and they're updating on a regular basis. And then, of course, my personal favorite, we do want to give our members a forum so that they can speak and communicate their opinions and thoughts on the industry, and that can be found in our members' forums, and we have in a sundry of topics. We just added a new one called Contract Negotiations, pretty much a place for people to sound off. And this is a subject that just came on the radar for me recently with, you know, I'm an alumni of the University of Miami, and their head football coach, Randy Shannon, who's a terrific guy, he's rumored to have just gotten a contract extension. And another famous alumni from there, Andre Johnson, who I'm sure most of your listeners are familiar with, mm-hmm. the wide receiver on the Texans, he's now rumored early this morning to be sitting out trying to hopefully restructure his deal. So all of the current events that are going on in the industry are gone there to be discussed, as well as some of the trends that have been there for a while.
We're speaking with Jordan Redavid, general manager and co-founder of NextStepAthletics.com, a free resource online right now. And Jordan, you mentioned some of your background, that you went to the U. I know that you're also presently an NCAA compliance officer, which lends a lot of credibility to what you're doing. But can you just tell me what exactly that does? And I think if you could also clear up, a lot of people think that the NCAA is just a bunch of 80-year-old white guys who are in a bad mood all the time. Why don't you tell us what the NCAA is really like?
Fair enough. I'm actually, just an extension of the NCAA, which as you so adequately put, is not as bad as people may perceive it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the NCAA has a lot to monitor. You're talking about all of their member institutions and every college that's a part of it, and they've also got these regulations and guidelines. You know, you have 33 articles and probably over 500 different pieces of legislation that not only coaches but student-athletes and staff members themselves have to make sure that they're in compliance with. So that's kind of where I come in. I guess the best way to describe it would be where the guys, the coaches, love to hate, you know, that necessary evil in any athletic department. But I think a lot of people just read the headlines and assume that the NCAA is only interested in punishment, and that's really not the case. I think from my chair as a compliance officer, we're also out there to promote student-athlete welfare and to ensure that coaches and student-athletes alike are getting the best cut they can.
Now, you know, when you got the idea for this, obviously you're already in the business. Did you want to give back? Did it seem like, what was the genesis behind making this, Jordan?
Well, I think, just to put it simply, it was the challenges I personally faced while trying to get into the industry. As you mentioned, I'm an alumni of the U, and as proud as I am of that, I've got 2 degrees from there. One is a master's in sport administration. I had a full year of unpaid internship where I worked tirelessly with the University of Miami's athletic department. And after that, I almost just assumed it'd be a shoe-in. I would be able to find full-time paid employment somewhere else. And although I'm sitting in a chair now at the University of Alabama at Birmingham, I assure you that road was not easy, and there also wasn't a path for me to follow. And I think right there I hit a point and I said, how can this be? This is too large of an industry. There's too many people eager to get into it. There needs to be more direction. There needs to be a framework, and thus the genesis of NextStepAthletics.com.
Yeah, and I know exactly what you're talking about. I came out of St. Mary's College with a degree in communications. I already knew how to edit video, and I wanted to work in TV, and I had to work as an unpaid intern for a year in television. I did end up working in television for 10 years before I got into radio, but I just wish there was maybe, and it was good to pay your dues and learn the ropes, but I just mean it would have been nice. Now, of course, the internet didn't exist back then when I did that. We were the man on the pony would still bring the mail to us, but it would have been nice if we had had a website like this, nextstepathletics.com. What kind of response have you got so far? I know that you're brand new this week, but what kind of response have you got?
It's been fantastic. Everything we could have wanted and then some. Members are logging on and signing up. We had a press release come out early yesterday morning that's been picked up by several major media outlets. We're sitting here live on Titillating Sports, which is a huge accomplishment, and we appreciate that. And, you know, we are only looking at the future as bright, and that we know it's going to grow, the company that is. But as it stands today, for less than 48 hours after our official launch to the world, we're pretty excited about the response that we've been getting.
All right, we've been speaking with Jordan Redavid, the general manager and co-founder, and I know you're going to have a relationship with Sports Byline as well, right?
That's right. I'm actually proud to say now on the air, no later than the end of this week, our members at NextStepAthletics.com will also be able to listen to the Sports Byline broadcast. We'll be streaming your content 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And similarly to how you have it on your website, we will have our own media player, and members will be able to listen in.
That's Jordan Redavid, general manager and co-founder of NextStepAthletics.com. We look forward to having you guys on and different people with the company and in different areas of interest because, you know, I've had people ask me many, many times over the years, you know, how do I get involved? And it's too simplistic just to say, stay in school and work hard. I mean, that's the answer for every line of work. So it's nice that NextStepAthletics.com is there. So, Jordan, thanks for joining us, and we'll look forward to catching up with you again soon.
Thanks a lot, Rick. Take care.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Jordan Redavid at NextStepAthletics.com. And Carson, you coming out of Stanford. Did you have I know you're my age, so there was no internet, but what kind of resources did you have?
Well, I wanted to do something in sports, actually. And this was in 1987. There were just the regular alumni resources that were available to people that were graduating, but there wasn't anything like what he just described. So I think it sounds great.
All right, we'll take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We will let the sports talk ensue. Get on in, and let's do this. 1-800-878-PLAY. Come on back on Sports Byline.